The General Secretary of the NPP, Kweji Owusu-Efiye, also known as Sejong, and a member of the party's communication team, Hobson Adoye, have narrowly escaped imprisonment after the Supreme Court found them guilty of criminal contempt. Mr. Owusu-Efiye was, however, fined 5,000 cedis, or in default, go to jail for 6 months. He's also to sign a bond to be of good behavior for 6 months, or spend 6 months in prison if he defaults. Mr. Adoye was fined 2,000 cedis or 3 months in imprisonment in default. He's also to sign a bond to be of good behavior or go to jail for 3 months in default. The two were last Friday summoned to appear before the Supreme Court yesterday to explain why they should not be imprisoned for their contemptuous comments. They were represented in court by a former Minister of Justice and Attorney General, Ayikwe Otu, who pleaded for leniency on their behalf. Bubukli Nogo and George Asikri's report.
Since the initial stages of the presidential election petition hearing, the court has warned the public, including lawyers, journalists and politicians, to desist from misreporting on court proceedings as well as comments that bring the court into disrepute. On the 24th of June, the court gave what is now known as the final touchline warning, after which any offender was to be dealt with according to the law. As a result, three individuals have suffered some form of punishment, whereas a deputy communication director of the NPP, Samuel Awuku, was banned from attending the court proceedings. A member of the NEC communication team, Stephen Atubiga, was sentenced to 3 days in jail, while the editor of the Daily Searchlight newspaper, Ken Crunchy, was sentenced to 10 days in jail. Subsequent to that, the court, on the 8th of July, cited Sejong and Hobson Adoye following a publication in some newspapers. The court then gave indication that it was going to investigate the report and take the necessary action. Since then, nothing has been heard until last week Friday, when the summons for the two popped up in the media. Sejong was accused of using insulting words on the judges and threatening some of them with death. Mr. Adoye, for his part, reportedly said the heads of NDC supporters will be chopped off if the court dismissed the petition. Even before the two appeared in court, NPP supporters in various parts of the country held vigil to pray for them. Their lawyer, former Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Ayikwe Otu, means no words in condemning their comments. He also upheld the immense powers the Supreme Court has to punish people for contempt, but he was quick to plead for mercy on behalf of his clients, especially that the day fall on his birthday. Mr. Ayikwe Otu asked for a pleasant birthday present that will be a non-custodial sentence for his clients.
A lawyer of his standing, my colleagues on the bench, you said he has meat. They say he's a good lawyer. I have no reason to doubt it. If that is so, why should a lawyer of all people, you have made your mark to be what you are through the courts, the legal system, you turn around on whatever, what can enter a lawyer of so many years standing to run down the judiciary, even the apex court? Then the seriousness of the matter, that some people have grown homes too much in this country, and we want to match the power of the state against those people so that they will see how strong they are and how weak the state can be.
Madam, we have said that the power is yours. There's no doubt at all about that.
What does he mean?
Taking many factors into consideration, including appeals from various quarters and the need to keep the peace of the nation, the court reluctantly fell short of imposing jail terms on the two. Many praise Mr. Ayikwe Otu for the way he approached the case, which largely contributed to the decision arrived at. Radio Ghana later caught up with Mr. Ayikwe Otu to explain the strategy he used to get a favorable judgment from the court.
Your duty when your client is facing a criminal trial is to do everything possible to get him out of prison. So once I achieve that, I think I'm more than satisfied.
Was it the best birthday package you were expecting?
I think so. I mean, otherwise it would have spoiled the entire birthday to me. I can't pop champagne. So I'm extremely happy and grateful to them.
How did you manage to get this judgment for your client?
Well, it's a matter of strategy. I mean, if your client is facing contempt proceedings and you come to argue with the bench, you know, showing them what is wrong with whatever they have done, you are infuriating them. Remember that in contempt proceedings, you are already, deemed to be guilty. So your duty is to show cause why you should not be committed to prison. This is not the time for you to come and tell them what the law is. Your duty, as much as possible, is to mitigate, you know, whatever it is that they say you have done, and ensure that nobody sends you to prison. So I believe I did just that, and I'm very happy with the results.
It is the hope of many that the posture of the court will go a long way to rein in sanity on the media airways, especially as the country awaits the final judgment on the 29th of this month.
Bubu Klinogo and George Asikri filed that report.
Meanwhile, the 7,000 Ghana CD penalty slapped on NPP General Secretary Kojo Usefriyi and Hobson Adoye has been paid. The man was paid to the court's registry by a leading member of the party, PC Apiafuri. A member of the NPP legal team, Michael Kwe Jr., disclosed this to Radio Ghana at the party's headquarters, where jubilant supporters had gathered to welcome Mr. Usefriyi and Hobson Adoye. Dorina Pofu was there and reports.
Prior to the arrival, the NPP headquarters was already filled with excitement, but it moved a notch higher as Mr. Usefriyi and Hobson Adoye came out of their vehicles. The Admina was calm, but one of victory, and as a sign of that, party faithful poured powder on them. Initially, they were not allowed to talk to anyone, as they were whisked to the General Secretary's office. But after some time, the party General Secretary, Kwejo Usefriyi, said a few words.
Let's give thanks to God for how far he has brought us. The bigger victory is coming soon. For about a week, you have prayed and fasted for us. We thank you. Be steadfast, for our hard work will not be in vain. God will fight for us.
According to a member of the NPP legal team, Mike Okwe Jr., the two men are completely free as the penalty slapped on them had been paid.
We are very happy about the fact that he's been given this amnesty, I should say. He was punished but not put into jail. And you can see that Sir John did something which was very important in this context, in that he purged himself of the wrong that he had done by issuing the guidelines in advance. And so on that note, we would just like to say thank you very much to God for touching the hearts of the judges. This is a very serious lesson that politicians should learn, that we should speak circumspectly. Thanks be to God, Mr. PC Apiafuri. I went upstairs with Sir John and Hobson to go and sign the bond. I was going to witness as their surety. Lo and behold, Mr. Apiafuri appeared with his checkbook and has paid the 7,000 on their behalf.
The two have also signed the bond to be of good behavior.
Dorina Mpofu reporting.